Pod Quiz 988. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 988. Before we start, I would like to thank PayPal donors Lowell and Becca.
Round 1.
The music round this week is a backbeat music round. You're going to hear 5 pieces of music being played backwards, and I'd like you to tell me the artist and title of the song.
Question 1. Question 2. Question 3. Question 4. Question 5. Round 2.
Round 2 is on ink.
Question 6.
Despite being invented in China, ink made from a variety of fine soot known as lampblack is named after which country?
Question 7.
Ink is a superhero character in comic books from which publisher? Acme Press, DC Comics, or Marvel Comics?
Question 8.
Calamares en su tinta is a Spanish dish coloured black using ink from which animal?
Question 9.
Election ink is a semi-permanent ink used to stain the fingers of voters in many countries. It is often photosensitive and darkens to black, but traditionally it starts out as which colour immediately after application?
Question 10.
Which Swiss psychiatrist invented the psychological test in which subjects are asked to describe what they see in ink blots?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on bands named after cities. For the following 5 questions, I will give you the name of a song, and I would like you to tell me the band for which that song is one of their most famous. Each of these bands shares its name with a city.
Question 11.
Take My Breath Away.
Question 12.
If You Leave Me Now.
Question 13.
More Than a Feeling.
Question 14.
Love Hurts.
Question 15.
Postcards from Italy.
Round 4.
The final round this week is literature.
Question 16.
In the Jules Verne novel Around the World in 80 Days, what is the name of the gentleman that travels around the world with his faithful valet, Passepartout?
Question 17.
Which of these words was invented by sci-fi author William Gibson? Cyberspace, internet, or meme?
Question 18.
Julia, O'Brien, and Winston Smith are all characters in which dystopian novel by George Orwell?
Question 19.
What do the authors George Eliot, George Sand, and Acton Bell have in common?
Question 20.
Harry Hole is the Oslo-based detective in the stories by which Norwegian novelist? I shall be back in 4 minutes with the answers after Invisible Ink by Lemon Knife.
Thank you.
the answers.
Number one was Night Fever by the Bee Gees. Number two was Sweet Dreams by The Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? Number three was As It Was by Harry Styles. Number four was You Really Got Me by The Kinks. You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. And number five was Despacito by Luis Fonsi.
Round two.
Round two was on ink, and the answer to number six, the ink made from lamp black, is India ink. Number seven, the ink superhero is from Marvel Comics. It's from Young X-Men. Number eight, Calamaras and Sutinta is coloured black using the ink of the squid. Number nine, Election Ink is purple. And number ten, the Swiss psychiatrist who invented the Rorschach test is Hermann Rorschach, but just the surname is fine for the point.
Round three.
Round three was bands named after cities, and the answer to number 11, Take My Breath Away, was Berlin. Number 12, If You Leave Me Now, was Chicago. Number 13, More Than a Feeling, was Boston. Number 14, Love Hurts, was Nazareth. And number 15, Postcards from Italy, was Beirut.
Round four.
The final round was literature, and the answer to number 16, it was Phileas Fogg that travelled around the world in 80 days. Number 17, the word invented by William Gibson was cyberspace. Number 18, Julia O'Brien and Winston Smith are all characters in 1984. Number 19, George Eliot, George Sand and Acton Bell are all women who adopted male pen names. And number 20, Harry Hole is the detective in novels by Yo Nesbo. That's it for PodQuiz 988. Thank you very much for listening, and as ever, I do hope you enjoyed it. We have just one message this week. Laura would like to wish her sweetheart, Dennis, a happy 60th birthday. Quizmaster@podquiz.com is my email address if you'd like to get in touch, or you can leave a message on the website www.podquiz.com or on the Discord server that's linked there too. Bye now.